Blog Talk Radio.
Life after dust, 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 life after dust. If you living like we living, then you get it how we get it. Life after dust, 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 life after dust. If you living like we living, then you get it how we get it. Yeah, shout out to Ted J. Dog, we gonna make a way. Now sit back and listen to these bars I'm about to say. Hit the button, young, and get loose on that beat. We get it in the booth like we get it in the street. Yup, good night, end of my flight. Good morning, good evening. Best believe I tell you a story. You better believe it. If the world was in our palms, we break it in pieces. We a different kind of animal, take it or leave it. Heart frozen, cold blooded, we belong in a freezer. We hotter than the Bahamas on the beach with a heater. Yeah, call me Mr. Popular, can't see me with binoculars. Shout out to the haters and everybody who knocking us. Teddy J got interviews, intermission and interludes. The baddest model chicks and the real rap spitting dudes. R&B and gospel, it's all of the above. And it's all on one show, and it fits like a glove. On the life after dust, 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 life after dust. If you living like we living, then you get it how we get it. Life after dust, 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 life after dust. If you living like we living, then you get it how we get it. Steady Chase is good, my dude. You keep doing what you're doing, fam. Keep showing love to all us unsigned artists, man. Good things gonna come back to you, homie. I salute you, B. Life after dust. Y'all now tuned in. Holla.
What's up, everyone? Welcome to Life After Dust Live. This is your boy, Sunny J. And it is a beautiful Wednesday. Y'all know what every Wednesday is. On the show, it is Hump Day, After Dusk Wednesday. So, with that being said, we always remind you on every Hump Day that if you're going to hump somebody, please do it responsibly. All right, now that we got that out of the way, just to let y'all know on today's show, pretty interesting show, of course. You know, second half of the show, Rich, you're going to have our guests on the show, and that's Rest of Ryan Tita, Jason McCarthy. And he's going to talk about the show that chop up the experience with being in restaurants here and especially opening a couple of bars in the DMV and specifically D.C. And he has one of them, the Box Bar and Grill, that he's had open for a bit. And then now he's doing his grand opening for Rock Bar. And this is one of his first weeks of really hitting it in real hard. So, you know, he actually we called in from the club tonight, so y'all actually we'll be hearing a little bit of craziness from there, but that's how we do it. We do it live and direct. But while we're here on the early part of the show, I'm going to go to my soapbox for the day because, man,
those of y'all that have my regular Facebook page, I'm telling you, y'all see. I'm irate right now. I am very irate with the amount of racism that is going on. You know, of course, people are like, oh, things are not racism. You know, and some people are like, you really still on doing thing? Hey, everything's racist. You know what? Real talk, y'all. Let's think for one quick second. As I made a point on Facebook, and I will make this point over and over again that I have said so many times, which is racism was never dead. It was put on life support waiting for someone to give it life at any time. And these people defibrillating this mug every chance they get, and it's driving me nuts because, you know, this week is at an all-time high of craziness. Young lady Shamika in Louisiana gets burned and by white counterparts who don't approve of her word on Obama
publisher, apparently, and while they were doing it, they were calling her the N-word all the way down while they were burning her. And now they're all of a sudden trying to say, hey, she did it. She lit her own self on fire. You know what? And it trails back to the other point, Nate. You were saying that Trayvon Martin, George Zimmerman was acting out of self-defense. And, you know, it's just every time they get caught doing something wrong, they always pull something. And that's when people, and matter of fact, last night on the show, someone was on, not my show, but someone else's show, they were talking about why is it whenever there's a crime being committed to a black person, why is it that it's always big news, but the other way around, it's not always necessarily big news? Well, we'll tell you why it's not big news, people, because half the time, it's not handled. It gets put under the bridge. We might get more news time, but the reason we get more news time, and not just saying in my opinion, but just noticing, just doing a great observation, is because it's usually about it not being handled. You know, black person commits a crime, you know, it's not really big news necessarily because, hey, they're going to jail and then whatever. So that's why it's not big news. So the person made that comment yesterday, that's my answer to that. Y'all know me, I'm going to keep it 10,000. And you know, some people are like, oh, why are you talking about this and showing such a downer? But y'all know how I am, man. Just for real, like, I know I don't hold back. I'm going to keep it real. And that's what we've always done this show. And heck, end of day, we all going to go back to sing Kumbaya and be good. But, and I said all-time high this week. It's always something Barack Obama. It's always something they got to do. And this time, Donald Trump, I'm just Donald Trump. You know what? Let's just cut to the chase. I ain't one of those people that's going to sit here and do it because you got a bunch of money. It's not, dude, you're not paying my paycheck. So at the end of the day, I'm not worried about you. And some people are like, well, he could be a sponsor. But no, we're going to keep it real. And that's what, and people that have sponsored the show or are going to sponsor the show, that's what they love, me keeping it real. And Donald Trump has apparently, you know, he did all this hoopla yesterday saying that he had this big announcement to make. Well, guess what his big announcement was today? What, that he was putting out $5 million if somebody could produce President Obama's college transcripts. Why are we still doing that? Are we still playing these childish games? I mean, I'm just not getting it, man. Maybe I'm just dingy or something. I missed something. I dropped out the boat at some point in time, but it's just getting to the point where it's getting old. It's starting to hurt my head. And if you don't see it as racism, I don't know. I just think you're like lost in like some evil neck of the woods and stuff that you'll never get out of. Because how could you miss that and not understand that, hey, maybe this is racism? So, I don't know, yeah, we've got to do better. So, what we're going to do here in just a moment, we will be playing our track today. We'll be livening it up because I know it's such a downer. And while I'm on downing news, I want to go ahead and just say, send a shout out to my girl Shelly Kane. And you know, this big she's one of the artists that, you know, has played on some of the Trilateral Commission radio fam shows. And you know, her father actually passed. So we do just want to y'all to keep her in your prayers and, you know, just lift this, I'm trying to just lift it up. And, you know, that's a hard thing. A lot of people are losing very key, intricate people in their lives right now. You know, me, lost my grandma this year. And, heck, I know how she feels about her father. I mean, my grandfather, he's on a ventilator now. So it's getting real, man. It is getting real. 2012 is getting, you know, everybody's like, it's in the world. It's not necessarily in the world, but it's a testing year. It's a very special testing year. We're going to do a lot of craziness all at one time. So, like I said, I don't really think this is the year that the world's going to end. I'm more so thought on the lines that, hey, some real stuff is about to happen this year. So you got to put your seatbelt on because you'll never know what the heck is going to happen to you.
And also, other news, I'm on lighter notes. Issue number 64, and that's, let me say that again. Issue number 64 of On the Spot News, the weekly newsletter, is out. You can check that out on dustspot.com/blogspot.com. Yes, yes. You can check it out there. And, man, you know, man, 64 issues, y'all, I'm telling y'all. I had such great time doing these things every week. You know, I really take great pride in it because just the look on people's faces when they see, hey, thanks for taking the time out for recognizing what I do. And that's the thing, man. We always strive to be different. We always try to be way different than what other people do. We take our approach in a certain way. And a lot of times, you know, I know a lot of people say, oh, people are always trying to be like me. But really, end of the day, what happens is it's all right to emulate. But try to do your own thing, man. You know, just necessarily try to do your own thing because when you're trying to emulate too hard, it will show, and heck, at the end of the day, you won't be able to live up to the thing you're trying to emulate. So it is what it is. We'll go to this quick sound break, and when we come back, we should have my boy Jason in the building right here on Life at Dusk Live, Hump Day After Dusk Wednesday. Let's go. Asian Lee, we party. We party.
We party. You ain't gotta lie, you ain't gotta pretend. It's popping tin. I'm looking like a sin. I'm feeling comfortable with my own skin. I got a call, yes, yes, y'all. It's time to hit the pavement, bounce like ball. Ain't no waiting in line. I'm too crispy, kiss sign. Double rope goes up, so is my cup. Alcohol, yup, yup. I'm your designated driver, homie. You wanna be my VIP? We party, 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 everybody always asks where the party at. It's where you at, you can make it clap. Pick up a planet, even if you're Spanish, white or black. We all in together like a photo clap. You gotta make it best for that.
Won't be long, you'll be home. Sitting by the phone. If it rains, then it's me. I'm girl, yo, come on.
Life After Dusk Live.
Yeah,
man,
going down. And that was a Wii party. Only VIP, little girl, Asia Wee. That's the wife, the newly the wife of my good friend, Kale Mitchell. And, you know, shout out to those newlyweds. They didn't just get married like yesterday or nothing, but they just got married this year. So big ups to them, you know, making that move. You know what? It's a good look to see that because, you know, they were already a good, powerful team anyway, doing the back house party. So, you know, it was only natural to see them linked together this way. So, you know, that's some big ups. Big ups to love, to black love. Definitely. That was great to see. And I'm away with my boy, Mr. Jason. I'm trying to see, you know, some more stuff going on. Well, not, if you haven't already, go to dustspot.com. That's DUSKSPOT.com. Not only join it, but also check out the new stuff we did for our Check Your Boobs campaign, which is for breast cancer awareness. And, of course, we changed the layout to pink like the beginning of the month. But we just released two special banners just for this month, and it features models from I Am So Divine. Now they definitely did their thing, you know, submitting their pictures, and definitely got to send a big shout out to my girl Lady Drea for reducing these in the first place. You know, big ups to you. All right, now what we're gonna do? We're gonna go ahead and check and see what's going down, my boy, Mr. Jason. So we're gonna try to see what's going down with him. Let's try to see what's going down with him. All right, let's see Heather. Where are we doing? Okay. All right, so let's see. Okay. We're gonna place a call to my gosh darn shelf. That's how we do things around here, make sure we get it right. Okay. No, he's got it's all crazy right now for him. You know, this is about the time when it's most popping because it would be 11 something over there. Hello, what's up, boy, Mr. Jason?
What's up, buddy?
What's up, man? Welcome to Life at the Dust Live, man. You're in the building with us. Glad to have you.
Yeah, excuse me, I'm a little sick.
Oh, man. Yeah, I know how you feel because that's why I keep. Clean your water by me just in case my voice, you know, what do a little
Exactly.
But you know, we will try not to utilize your voice too much. You know, so you definitely get the much needed rest. You know, you are a man that is around, moving around like crazy and making some big moves. But we definitely wanted to catch up with you talking about the grand opening of your new spot. The Rock Bar over in D.C. Kind of tell us what led to you opening up the Rock Bar.
I don't know. I mean, I've been in business over 20 years, so I wanted to do something kind of different. not so much kind of different, but the way D.C. used to be back in the day. Back in the day, D.C. was all about, more or less, it wasn't about, you know, who you were and how many bottles you were dropping and what you were driving. It was about everybody coming together in the city and actually hanging out and chilling at a cool spot. So that's what I did. You know, I opened up a three-level place with anytime showcasing three DJs with three different sounds. And there's LED lighting on every level. And it's beat detection. So it's the technology that goes along with the music. Other than that, man, that's it.
You know, and go on some points you just made there, because, I mean, you made a point very clear that's happening in, around the world. But I think this happened around the country, period. People have forgotten. You know, everybody's so worried about who's dropping it. I mean, you can't send any band. People are too worried about who's dropping the most bottles, and they're not necessarily, they're forgetting about the fun factor and that experience.
Exactly.
It doesn't feel like an event anymore. It just feels like you're just going out. And it's, you know, it's good to hear that from the owner of a spot, because we don't too much hear that. We don't too much hear that from the side of the owners. We hear it from the customer standpoint, but when it comes from the owner, it has more authenticity to say, hey, I really do care about this kind of stuff.
Oh, I definitely do, man. I mean, back in the day, I mean, in D.C., you had the Fifth Column, you had D.C. Live, you had the Ritz, you had the Roxy, which was in Midtown, which is a little reggae joint. you had Spy Club, Z Club, you had Chicago's, you had the Dome, and these are just spots where whoever you were, you could be a drug dealer, you could be, you know, a lawyer, you could be a doctor, you know, you could just be who you were, and everybody got together at these spots, and everybody knew everybody's name, and it was just chilled. It was, I mean, you know, I was a customer, you know, that's how I was. So I wanted to bring that old nightclub feeling back to D.C., and I think I achieved that with Rock Bar.
And like I was saying, like, you know, I definitely appreciate the fact that you definitely made this happen, because that's just something that, like I said, it's not prevalent anymore. People are so worried about, you know, not about getting to the bottles thing, and like I said, just bringing people together. So let's go backwards, because you actually have another spot called the Box Bar and Grill. Kind of tell us about that spot. I want to go back in the building. I don't know what quite just happened, man. We're gonna get our guests back onto the show real quick, because it is doing some funky stuff over here on Blog Talk Radio today. And y'all know I'm be good, because I ain't gonna want, you know how whenever I start talking trash, they come chasing me with pitchforks. I'm be good today. Y'all wait for me. I want to get on them, but y'all know how I get. Okay. Thank you. Y'all know how I would get with Blog Talk when they act the fool. I love them, but I also keep it real with them. Just get them back in the building. I don't know what the heck just happened. All right. All right, we got you back. We had a little bit. It seemed like Blog Talk a little sick today too.
Yeah.
All right, so going back to my original question, you know, we were talking about how you started, opened a Rock Bar. Tell us about your other spot too, the Box Bar and Grill as well.
The Box Bar and Grill is, that's just a neighborhood. It's a neighborhood bar. You know what I mean? It's one of those places that'll be open for 40 years. It's a sports bar. You know, you got 15 TVs, Keno, an all female staff. There's really no science to that. It's just, you know, I live right around the corner from the place, so that's just a local hangout. You know what I mean? One of that type of place to be around, like I said, 40 years. That was an idea that I had probably a couple years ago, because I took some time off from opening up places, and I wanted a neighborhood bar, just basically a good dive bar, And that's what the box is. Excuse me.
And what it sounds like, the long way is like this one spot here called Rip Rocks. I mean, it's just it's a neighborhood spot you can go to and so relax, just enjoy some drinks and enjoy the game and eat some wings. Simple as that.
Exactly. It's a no-brainer, you know. There's a science. It's a no-brainer behind restaurants and bars. If your atmosphere is good, your staff is good, and your food is good, then those are basically the three winning combinations to a successful bar.
And repeat those again for everybody. Just say people taking notes and say, "Hey, I might go tomorrow."
Exactly. I wish it was that easy, but no, it really is. I mean, it's a science. I mean, if you have good food, you have a good atmosphere, and you have a really good staff, then you know you're destined to succeed. You're definitely. Your staff is everything. If you don't have a good staff, you don't have a good place. If you have a really great staff, you know, you're going to succeed.
And I can agree with it because, I mean, even some spots that don't look all that great, sometimes it makes you want to go to them because, like you said, with the feeling you have with the staff, it makes you want to go. That's some spots I go to. It's not like they're just the best thing since sliced bread, but, you know, the fact that the atmosphere you're going in there, like the staff and the bar people, you know, they know your name and they show you love. They're giving you free shots out of nowhere. I'm like, ooh.
Most definitely. I mean, there's nothing more than a better feeling than to walk in a place and everybody says hi, and your beer or your drink is sitting at the bar, regardless of where you stand or where you usually sit. And it's just a friendly atmosphere. I'd rather go to a place like that than go to a place where nobody knows my name and nobody knows what I'm drinking and nobody shows me that special attention. The thing is to show each guest or each customer, each patron that you actually are interested in what they have to say and who they are. You know what I mean?
Right.
I think that's key.
Thank you. This customer service. Basically, you're saying customer service. It's not just, you know, everybody thinks that customer service is something that you can relate to for Walmart, but, no, customer service you can do anywhere. So, you know, I feel the fact you said it because some people, I swear, I go to some places and I don't feel like I'm welcome. And people don't understand it. They just think that, hey, let's just take your money and whatnot. But no, I want you to make me feel comfortable. If the people in there necessarily going to act right, let's at least get the staff to make me feel like I'm comfortable.
Oh, I agree. I definitely agree. And I'm a bartender. So, you know, I look at it from a bartending, you know, point of view. If I want to make money, that means I got to build my clientele. So every place that comes to that door, I'm going to shake your hand. I'm going to ask you what you're drinking. And I'm going to remember what you're drinking. I'm going to remember your name. So that's customer service.
Oh, definitely. No, we got to definitely give you a hand for that. The science was broken down to a T. And I'm just saying, I mean, it was no, there's no tougher than that. I mean, of course, there's other things like having the finances open up. Yeah, duh, that kind of stuff, y'all. But as far as legit, if once you get the money, what are you going to do then? That's the whole point. So legit, you need to have the logistics together once you get that part done. So,
exactly. You know, the money's the easiest part, believe it or not. It's running a successful place is the hardest part.
And hey, that being said, man, even though you necessarily, your voice wasn't necessarily the way you wanted today, I think still the fact that you came through and dropped those great nuggets of knowledge, you know, people still needed that. And I think there's a lot of bars I need them to go listen to this show. And just a little that you said is something they need to listen to because some people still are getting that. That's why, you know, they're always wondering, man, why is my spot not, what's missing? Y'all missing the customer service.
Yeah,
I can't stress that enough.
No, you can't. I mean, you can drop $4 million into a place, but it can look beautiful. You don't have that customer service. That money has gone to waste.
Most definitely. That's it, man. You know, it's definitely an honor to have you come through. And let everyone on the website and check out Rock Bar to keep up with what's going on there. And by the way, y'all saw the pictures. I put a couple of pictures on the show player. Y'all can see those on today's episode. And the spot is, I mean, not only is the atmosphere he's talking about is nice, even the spot is on point. So, kind of let everyone know on what website they can go to check out your stuff.
The website is rockbardc.com. You can log on. You can also check us out at Rock Bar on Facebook. Like us on that, please. and then you can friend me on my personal website, which is Jason MacArthur. And that's MCCARTHER. And, put my number's on there. If you want to chat or you're coming to D.C., just hit me up. There's never a charge, a door charge at any of my places unless, we have a special event going on. And even so, if you just email me or hit me up on my phone, I can put you on the list and you're good to go.
Oh, we got to give you another hand for that. Now I know, that's the thing. I have to go to D.C. It's so much stuff that I had to do. I know too many. I've never even set a foot there, and I know so many people I can rock with when I get there. So, definitely.
Yeah, man. D.C. is a beautiful spot. Yeah, hit me up, man. Definitely hit me up. I'll take care of you when you come in.
Well, definitely. No, I might have to come in there and spin a little bit for you.
That'll work. That'll definitely work.
All right, most definitely. And y'all, if y'all miss any parts of the show, man, definitely check it back out at blogtalkradio.com/SettyJ. That's CEDDY, letter J. Listen to the episode that says Hump Day After Dusk, restauranteur Jason MacArthur. And this dude's really doing the big. Definitely support him. If you're in the DMV, go support this man. Like I said, a lot of y'all, some of y'all in DMV, I be watching my Facebook and Twitter, and y'all be complaining every week about, this is so boring. Why do you hate you so much? Well, there you go. I just solved your problem. There you go. Go somewhere where you can actually enjoy yourself, and the owner is going to try to make sure that you enjoy yourself because that's the way he built the atmosphere. So that being said, man. Yeah, we go rolling out, remind you in everything you do, no matter what you do, no matter how you do it. Remember, where there's a J, or where there's a Jason, hey, that's two J's. Or there's a U, there is a way. Y'all have tuned in to another episode of Life at the Dust Live with your boy, Sadie J. And Jason, man, I definitely appreciate you for coming through, man.
I appreciate it too, man. Thank you for having me, man. Like, seriously, it means a lot.
And I got to send a special shout-out to my boy, Elevator Scott, because that's who told me. He said, you got to put my boy Jason on there, man. You got to put him on there. He's doing some big things.
Scott's doing big things himself, too, man. Definitely.
Yes, I know. I've watched this man for 3 years and seen just watch this man unravel. And every year, I don't know what's going to happen with Nick. So it's a big up to him. Yeah, man, it's big up to you because, if you're a friend of Scott, you're a friend of mine.
Well, I appreciate it, man. Thank you very much. Thank you.
Thank you. Rolling out, buddy.
All right, buddy.